about the same size, but they are so far away that we can't really see how big they are. There is, however, one star that is very close to own the sun. To get an idea of just how big the sun is, let's compare it to the Earth. The Earth looks pretty big. It has oceans, mountains, very big cities. But as big as the Earth is, the sun could hold about 1,300,000 Earth inside of it. So the sun must be a very big star, right? Wrong. The sun is a relatively small star. Some stars are so big that the sun with our Earth and some of the other planets revolving around it would fit inside of them. On the other hand, the smallest stars are only about 3 times as big as the Earth. How bright are the stars? Some are barely as bright as our moon, while others blaze forth with 1,000,000 times more light than our own sun. Interestingly enough, smaller stars have much longer lifetimes than massive ones. The temperatures in the center of massive stars are hotter than those in their smaller counterparts. As a result, nuclear reaction which release energy within the star proceeds more rapidly, using up the star's fuel in a short time. The smallest stars have lifetime that exceed an astounding 3 trillion years. They are evolving very slowly and have barely changed since the beginning of the universe. In contrast, very large, hot O and B type stars last a mere 10 million years or less. Our own sun is about 5 billion years old already and will probably last for some 5 billion more years.